Scott Ellison here with the FLW Weekly Fishing Report. This time last year, I was talking about catching bluegills and shellcrackers around flooded picnic areas and other grassy spots that had been covered by spring rains. What a difference a year makes. This time around, there's not much chance that the lake is going to come out of its bank. Up until now, we haven't had a lot of rain, and maybe that's why the fishing has sort of tailed off from good to just so-so in general. There's something about falling water that makes fish nervous and puts them off their feet anyway. Maybe they feel less secure. Certainly, if they're preparing to spawn, it instinctively makes them more sensitive to change. At least the lake isn't creeping down anymore. The water was supposed to start coming up again on April 1st and be at summer pool or thereabouts by the end of the month. This and the rain that's coming is going to help fishing, though it might take a few more days to kick in. Bass are in a little bit of a funk. The experienced fishermen are still catching them on a variety of shallow to medium depth baits, such as soft plastics and crankbaits, but there doesn't seem to be any well-defined patterns at work. You catch a bass here, then keep fishing, and catch another one down the bank somewhere. A lot of the fish are still cruising around and moving toward their spawning flats, but the stagnant weather has made them slow down. Plenty of crappie, still, though you have to go through a lot of little ones to get a decent stringer. The black crappies are pretty much all done with the spawn now, and the white crappies are about halfway through. Of course, they'll stay inshore for quite a while before they start moving to the offshore ledges, so fish for them while you can. Start shallow with small jigs, beetle spins, and the like, and then fish out to about 8 feet. You should find crappies somewhere in between, especially in big bays like Jonathan Creek and Blood River, or anywhere else fed by a creek. I mentioned bluegills and red ears earlier, and while the circumstances for catching them are a bit different this year, they're starting to bite. Red ears, especially, are starting to congregate in their spawning areas, which typically are small, out-of-the-way coves where there's a good hard bottom and at least a bit of scattered wood cover. Bluegills are still somewhat spread out along the banks, but they are moving shallow and taking a variety of small jigs such as Phyllis's bluegill bugs in 1/32 or 1/16 ounces. If you want to take your chances and try to catch red ears or bluegills, just use night crawlers under a bobber or by tight lining. Pinch off a bit of a 3/4 inch piece and put it on a number 8 or number 6 Aberdeen hook. If you're just on bluegills, you might try crickets. As the water comes up, the catfishing is going to get better, too. Fish for channel cats along the drops with cut bait or prepared bait. Keep watch of the water depth. If the lake continues to rise slowly, look for the bass fishing to really pick up as the fish head into shoreline cover to spawn. That's all for this week. This is Scott Ellison signing off for FLW, wishing you a great Easter holiday and good fishing.